Open your Bibles, please, to Galatians 6. There's so much going on. And there's a lot of things we can't control. But there are some things God wants us to guard our heart. And amongst all the confusion, division that we see on the horizon and what we see coming, because God gives us eyes to see, and we've been studying along these lines for a long time. Since 2015 and 16 is when I started to see what was going on and coming out of deception. And when you see it in the church, it's really easy to see it in the world. And when you see it on TV, if their lips are moving, that's what we always say, propaganda, who controls the media, what's going on. The way just seems so much narrower now. It seems so much narrower. And in Matthew 24, and read that, I don't know if we'll get to it or not, but the deception and the things that are there, and we are to endure to the end, but endure with a good heart. We have to guard our heart so that we are not offended and that we become bitter. We become full of hatred and betrayal. It's one of the things that I see coming, because they want racial wars. That didn't work so good, but now the religious wars, they're always pushing hatred, as we know what the Bible says. So we have to be of good courage. In Galatians 6, 9, let's look at verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. It's not even talking about money there, just so you know. Exactly. Although everyone uses that. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. We're going to talk about walking with the Lord, walking in the Spirit, and not fainting, and not being offended, and just staying on that narrow path and what we can control. Because there's a lot of things that the enemy's throwing. There's a lot of confusion. And once you see the synagogue of Satan, and once you see who they are, you can see through things. But the people that can't see, they can't see. And they're blinded, and they're going to be more blinded and full of hatred. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants to bring in another war. And if you've studied any of this, and I hate war because my dad was really affected by combat and shrapnel in his head. I've told you the stories. And the effect that it had on him and his our family, that's why we were all kind of thrown on our head, if you want to say. We're all thrown on our head at birth. We're a little weird. But if you've lived with a, trying to lighten you up a little, with the veteran that has had combat, you know the stress, the post-traumatic stress that no one knew about, no one talked about, but the effects that can happen. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. I wanted to get into that this week, but it just wasn't the right time. But wars are not good. Wars are not good for people, but they sure have people behind them that make a lot of money. And so once I started seeing what was behind the wars and who's behind it and who controls it, it's hard to wake people up to that, but I'm at the stage now is, you know, I don't have time to, I've been trying for years to wake people up. And if they aren't woken now, I don't know what else to tell you. Yeah, just preaching to those that want to stay on the narrow path and get it, because there's so much confusion, so much division, and the false church is really working hard to keep people more confused and divided. So we can't be weary of doing the right thing. We can't get discouraged, because here it is. It says, let's not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So here's the temptation, to be weary and to faint. Yep. So we're going to address those issues, because many people are on front lines, parents, grandparents, jobs, whatever, and you've been trying to tell people what's going on. You've been trying to warn them of different things. The red light's been going on. And there's division now. We thought division was going to happen, and it did happen in the last 2020 on. of you either take it or you don't. Well, now it's either you pick a side, and it's going to become probably more divisive in the long term, because religious wars can get very, very intense if you look at history. So what we have to do is to make sure that we keep on the right attitude, that we keep walking in the Spirit, that we don't give into the flesh. And the flesh gets weary, so we have to stay filled. Stay filled with the Lord. Stay filled with friends that are on the same page. If you can find them, it's getting harder and harder to find. But if you have a good friend, just be thankful for it. So don't get tired of doing the right thing. What does it mean to be weary? You get mentally tired. You get mentally fatigued. And a lot of people, when they get in this state, they just walk away. But if we quit, we lose. We have to endure to the end, and we're supposed to be good soldiers. Soldiers don't have an easy job. We're in war. We've been in spiritual war, and it's always been a war, but the enemy wants to bring it into the natural even more so. And people are very highly opinionated on things, and many preachers are preaching things, but they haven't studied. They haven't studied them to show themselves approved, and they haven't come into seeing the truth. That's all I can say. And it's, be careful who you listen to in this hour, and do your own research, because ultimately we stand before God, and He's going to say, "What did you know? Yes. What did you study? Did you do this? Well, so and so told me this." No, we have to study, because many will be deceived, he said, yep, in Matthew 24. And I can see already this is so happening. So we don't want to quit. We don't want to get burned out. But the temptation is to get weary in doing well. And I want to just encourage people. This was a true story about a chaplain who was ministering to a seriously wounded soldier who was dying. And while he was dying, he wanted, a last request was to write a letter to his former Sunday school teacher. Tell her I died a Christian because of what she taught me in that class in church. The memory of her earnest pleas and the warmth of her love as she asked us to accept Jesus has stayed with me. Tell her I'll meet her in heaven. The message was sent, and sometime later the chaplain received this reply: May God forgive me. Just last month, I resigned my position and abandoned my Sunday school pupils because I felt my work had been fruitless. How I regret my impatience and lack of faith. I shall ask my pastor to let me go back to teaching. I have learned that when one sows for God, the reaping is both sure and blessed. And that's a part of, sometimes we get weary because we don't see the results that we want to see. But the results are up to God. We just sow the seed. She sowed a seed, and he got saved. She never saw the fruit of it till the end of his life. But she, you know, sometimes we just need a good report, and it encourages us. So we can become weary in the battle, and we are in a battle. We're in a battle for truth like never before. A lot of my friends have been shadow banned. We have been for years. That means they don't. There was a wave where they let us say what we wanted, and you could get new subscribers. You could just, you know, get find. Now you have to find people. And the good news is the truth tellers are the ones that are being shadow banned. So take the time to go find videos of people you know, because even if you're subscribed, they unsubscribe you. Yeah. Check it. And that's why we say like it. Like the video, because it helps the rhythms and it kind of messes them up a little bit. But otherwise, we're just kind of preaching to the same people all the time. They don't want truth to come out. But we're in a battle for truth, and we're not going to faint. And you can spiritually faint, and you can naturally faint. When you naturally faint, I don't know if you've ever fainted, I have before, but spiritually you just run out of gas. Yep. You just get tired, and you get tired of doing the right thing. And why are we tired? Because there's all sorts of crazy stuff going on. We're in storm after storm after storm, fear porn after fear porn. And we know we're in the end times now, and it's a day of sorrows, and we know that you turn on the TV and it's another disaster. It's one thing after another. So we have to gear up to realize that we are in a place that we've never been before, even in history. Things are happening. fear porn daily. Yes. So guard your hearts. Again, deception, wars, rumors of wars. There's a species of, well, a special breed of goats. They're called fainting goats. And when you get a few feet, they're in Kentucky and different places, but if you get a few feet in front of them, they get scared and their muscles freeze and they fall down and they roll over to a side for 15 seconds. Then they get up and they run off. They're called fainting goats. Well, there's a lot of Christians that are fainting. Why are you laughing? Did I say something wrong? Oh. They faint when they're scared. And that's what happens to a lot of people. And even preachers, they get scared. They can't say certain things. So they've backed way off on telling truth because they just want entertainment. They want hype. They want to grow their churches. And that's not why we're in the ministry. I mean, I did not sign up for this. Let me tell you. I did not sign up for this. I got born again, saved. I just wanted to serve the Lord. A lot of us did. I didn't know we'd have to be preaching messages like we've had to preach for the last 7 years. I thought, you know, because I'm not an ear tickler. I want truth, and I'm sure you do too. But there's a lot of people that are scared. They're fearful Christians, and they faint in times of trouble. And God wants us to stay on our posts even when we don't want to. Because we have to detach from our emotions and say, I'm not going to do what I feel like doing. I'm going to do what God tells me to do. And then our feelings will get in line. But we can't be emotionally led because we're soldiers of the Lord, right? So this is a time of chaos and it's a time of division. And remember, out of chaos and division comes their new system. So you always have to keep your eyes on what the Bible says. Because this new system, they have to bring in the Antichrist at some point. Yes. And everyone keep in the mark of the beast. And everyone thinks that's not going to happen in our lifetime, but a lot has been happening, right? So there's times of chaos and division, betrayal and offenses. And one of the things we have to guard our heart is that we will not be offended. Because when people are ignorant and you try to wake them up and they don't want to hear you, and they're deaf and they don't want to hear. There's a tendency in us that just kind of wants to be offended, or they want to be offended. And we saw this in the last 4 years of, if you don't go with what the media says, then you're a theorist. You know, can't even say the word, because what a great setup. If you tell truth, then you're the problem. What a setup to get people to discount you and to not believe you. And no matter how much research you do in facts, if it's not on television, they don't believe it because they have an IV to that media. And they know that. They know that people are brainwashed and controlled, and they've been doing it for a long time. So whenever they want something to happen, they'll push it through like we saw the last few years. Did a lot of messages on propaganda. So we have to make sure that in these times of stress and anxiety, all that stuff, that we keep our heart right. That's probably one of the only things we can control, to keep our heart right. And traps that set up, make us angry or cause us to stumble. That's what betrayed or being offended mean. It's a trap to make you angry or cause you to stumble. And one of the things the enemy loves to do is to divide families. Yep. And you know what? We're not playing. We're just not going to play the offensive card. Try to rise above it. And if they want to fight, just change the subject. Because we're going to have many opportunities to be offended. The Bible says many are going to be offended and betray one another. Betrayal starts with an offense.
That's right.
And the enemy wants us to fall off the narrow path. And we have to keep our heart right, keep walking with the Lord. Sow to the Spirit and not to the flesh. Our flesh wants to retaliate. Our flesh would like to divide and gossip. And, you know, we don't have time for that. We just don't have time. Because being offended is an attack on you. It's an attack on you and your heart. And God's watching how we respond. Why do we get weary? Battle fatigue. The Christian life is a battle. We were told it's a battle. Just come and be, you know, turn on the music, turn on the hype, get, you know. No, it's a battle. It's always been a battle. But the enemy's captured a lot of these churches, And then we don't face reality of what is really going on behind the scenes. And we don't know history. We don't know anything that we need to know to face the future of what's coming. What's the world, the flesh, and the devil. We've talked a lot about false prophets. They're all lining up to bring in more division. And it's amazing how big this web is, the deception. And Jesus warned us before his coming, what's going to be the sign? Deception. Now, what can we do about it? Now, before your car tank is empty, you know, most of us watch, oh, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down, I better go fill up. If you don't watch your gas levels and you don't fill up, what happens? A red light goes on. That red light goes on and it's a signal. You better fill up. You are running out of gas. So it's a signal, but it's also a warning. How does that apply to us? When we become offended with someone, it's a warning. A red light goes on. You need to check your attitude. You need to forgive someone. You need to come out of this, whatever it is, because we're being attacked. Being offended is a warning. Being weary and discouraged is a warning. Our tank is going down. The red light is on. So we need to check ourselves. What's growing in our hearts? It's anger, bitterness, division, because that's what the enemy's going to play on in the end times, being offended and betrayed, and he's going to try to bring in religious wars, and he's wanting civil war. Open borders, all these different things. And I read years ago about the mandatory shots. I tried to warn people about this years ago. They thought I was just making stuff up, and boy, we had division back then. But if you study and you do research, you see what the plans are. And I also saw a draft in there. Mm-hmm. And I remembered it because I couldn't stand it, wars, because of what happened to my dad and also my oldest brother. He was in the military as well, and different things happened to him. And I was so concerned when I was young. My uncle was in, he's got two Purple Hearts. Just so much has happened in my family through wars. So when I read this years ago about that draft, I thought, how in the world could a draft happen now? We haven't even heard of drafts. Well, if something happens on American soil, that's when America really gets involved, right? So we have to pray. What do? We pray. Pray and not faint, the Bible says. We just pray that the enemy doesn't get this war right now that he wants. Because if you look through the Masons and all their different things, they've had three world wars planned. And that's another subject. But many of us are on the front lines and we grow weary. So what do? We pray. We pray, and some people said, now I've been in these false movements. I don't know how to pray. Just go back to being a child. Amen. Lord, I need help. Lord, I feel bitter. Lord, I my flesh wants to cut this person off, but I know that's not you. There's times that if someone's abusive, but if somebody makes a mistake, you're supposed to forgive them, because otherwise, if you stand praying and you don't forgive, guess what? God can't forgive you. So being offended, being all these different things, that will affect your heart. Okay? So Matthew 24:10 talks about the hostile world we're going to live in. And what the enemy has planned, as we know and we read the book of Revelation, we see, whoa, it's a hostile world. Even the four horsemen, we see, it's a hostile world. Jesus warns his disciples before his return, many will be offended. We have to make sure it's not us, right? I can't control what you do. You're married. You can't control it, but you have to control your own emotions, your own feelings, your own hurts, your own wounds, because many will betray one another and will hate one another. This happened when this whole thing broke out a few years ago. My board turned on us like a, I didn't think I'd ever recover because I couldn't believe the betrayal and the hatred and all the stuff that was in their hearts and the accusations. This is what happens when you get offended. You don't deal with it. If people don't agree with you, that's not the time to attack them. because we found out we were right. We warned people, but they didn't want to heed the warning. So that's all I can say on that. I've experienced this being in the ministry over 45 years, being offended, betrayal, all this and that. I mean, it's going to happen. If it happened to Jesus, it's going to happen to you. He said many in the end times are going to be offended. I just want to warn that the root cause of betrayal is offense. When you get upset with other people, we need to check our attitude, forgive. Even if you don't want to talk to someone, it's up to us between that reaction between me and God to forgive their offense and let it go. Because ultimately, God is in charge and God is in control. But if you have unforgiveness in your heart, it's going to affect you. And you think you're winning, but you're losing. And you act immature. So forgive and don't get stuck in your flesh and being so touchy. Now, this is something I pulled out of my notes from way back in the day. What is being touchy? Easily wounded. Impatient. And this is a person that's walking in the flesh. Unreasonable. Highly explosive. Sharp and harsh in its tone. Snappy, grumpy, and huffy. So we're supposed to walk in love. Yeah, grumpy old men. So what is this? This is letting our flesh have its way. And we're going to reap what we sow. So Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind to one another. Tenderhearted, not hard-hearted. Forgiving one another, even as God for Christ, and I hope this gets you, because reading the Bible should make us uncomfortable. It's like, oh, I'm not doing that. Well, just adjust. It's like a Holy Ghost chiropractor. Adjust. Adjust your attitude, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven. Think of all the mistakes you've made, how many times you fumbled, dropped the ball, and God's forgiven you. Mm-hmm. With that same love, we have to turn it and use it. Say, Lord, you love them just as much as you love me, because your flesh wants to retaliate. So what are we to do? We are to endure hardness as a good soldier. There's a true story about a superintendent, and I'm going to close with this. He was working for a millionaire contractor. He was working for years and years and years and years, and he got really tired. He got weary. He got tired of doing the right thing. He got weary in well-doing. So he decided he was going to stop doing the right thing. He grew unthankful, and he got bitter because his boss was a millionaire, and he was doing all the work for him and just didn't think he was getting paid right, didn't think he was being treated right. So he's like, I'll show you. So this millionaire contractor gave him plans to a large home. And he said, there's no price limits. I want this house to be the best. You can just buy whatever you want. No ceilings for you. So he said, okay, I'll show this guy. He cut corners. He got the cheapest materials he could find. And his intent was to sell it back, and make a huge profit for himself. So he had his own agenda to sell it, make money, and pocket the profits. So he walks his boss through the whole thing, and it looks great from the outside. And as you know, that some of these houses they're throwing up, they look pretty good on the outside. Exactly. Just dig a little deeper and you're going to see a lot of things. So it looks great. His boss said, I've been wanting to do something for you for a long, long time. I'm going to give you this house. So the house he built, he had to live in. And that's what I say, he gave up. He fainted. He stopped doing the right thing. We are not to be weary in doing the right thing, being kind to people. The Bible says we're supposed to love our enemies. We're supposed to pray for those that despitefully use us. Ouch, hallelujah. The relationships we build, we have to live in. The relationship you're building, you have to live in it. He grew weary and discouraged. He threw in the towel. He stopped doing the right thing. But we have to tell everyone, the game isn't over. even if you stop doing the right thing, we're still going to have to walk in the spirit, or we're going to have to walk in the flesh. We're going to have to do the will of God. We're going to have to guard our heart, or we're going to just give place to the devil. Just be mad at everyone. Be bitter. Just see all these people. We used to have, you know, a big church back in the day, and people couldn't even get out of the parking lot. It was so packed. We had to have policemen there to get people out. And I introduced this person to another person, and they said, oh, that's the person that gave me the finger in the parking lot. I was like, seriously? You all know what that is, the bird, right? And I was just like, this is how Christians act when they go through a little trouble, they go through a little storm, and they give into the flesh that fast to fellow Christians that were going to the same church. We haven't seen anything yet. This is how crazy people get when they sow to the flesh. I want to get out, and I want to get out now. You know, and I want my way. I want this. I want that. There's just so much going on right now that we cannot control. But what we can is obey the Bible, know that end time's going to be great deception. The synagogue of Satan is alive and well. It always has been. They say they are blank and they are not. Yep. Hello? And they don't know the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about having faith in Him. Not outwardly, but it's inwardly being born again, right? People are forgetting this. I can't go into all that right now. But there's a lot of confusion because people are not studying to show themselves approved, and they don't know the difference between a tribe and a nation and a state.
Amen. That's right.
And you're going to be offended because a lot of people aren't going to see truth. And as much as we've tried to tell people what's coming, if it's not easy, they'll just give you the finger on the way out. Don't want to hear it. You gotta laugh, right? Father, we just pray that we will not be weary in well-doing, because we've been trying and trying and trying to prepare people for the things so they won't be deceived, so they won't be hurtled, so that we won't usher in and just all in go into this next end time plan the enemy has. But we can't control that. We can only control ourselves. And we can only do that through the help of the Bible and the Holy Spirit. And that's why the enemy hates the Bible so much. Because he can't control us when we walk in the Spirit. He can't control us when we're not offended. He cannot control us when we're not touchy. Mm-hmm. So, Father, we pray that we would not be offended. We would not faint. We would not give up. We'd not be weary in well-doing. And be like the superintendent guy that gave in, tried to cheat his boss out, and he ended up reaping what he sowed. So we want to give place to the Holy Spirit and the Bible and keep our minds stayed on you and not fear. Father, I pray that you let all of us know you have not given us a spirit of fear. So who's giving it to us? Not you. This fear does not come from you. This fear porn does not come from you. But we realize what the Bible says, Matthew 24, we are entering in to some very serious times. And we will endure to the end. In Jesus' name, with your help. And everyone said?
Amen. If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.